Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load.
It is.
Lovely. Beautiful.
I know, I got a future, huh?
In radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Jefferson State of Mind. We are broadcasting live at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
Yeah, rebooted it this morning.
Oh, good. All right. Sounds good. And I am here with my partner, Wynn Carpenter, who is hustling in the door. And here he comes. And he's going to get...
Good morning.
And we are also podcasting. We are live streaming live. And you can also get our archives up to years and years and years and years and years and years back. So,
if you want them.
If you want them. So with that, how are you doing this morning, my friend?
Okay, I was thinking I was still back in L.A. according to the traffic on Sunday morning here in Redding. What the heck?
Father's Day has a lot of that.
It does.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day. Thank you. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
Yes.
And well, dads.
And dads.
And papas. And opas. And any other thing you call them.
We have an interesting program tomorrow night at the Patriots meeting at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road. We're going to have a group called, speakupshasta.org. Rob Krenke is going to be speaking on behalf of the folks who do not want the casino put down near the Bonneview exit, down by the Sacramento River. Down by the river. And we did call the Wind River folks. In fact, Sally has five calls into them, and they haven't returned our call. What we wanted to do is just get both sides of it. This wasn't going to be a debate. It was only going to be informational.
Yeah.
And we haven't been able to get Wind River Casino to respond. So, Sal has put in five phone calls, so if anybody knows anybody out there, we would have liked to have had them in at the same time. This, again, wasn't a debate, and we are not taking one side or the other. There's pros and cons for both sides, and that's what we wanted to get out to the folks and be informational, but apparently Rob Krenke is the only person who's coming, and that's what we'll have on Monday night, along with a couple of very special announcements. And which you'll have to come and see yourself. Starts at 6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonneview Road, at the church that shall remain nameless.
Of course it does.
Also on Tuesday, the 18th, at 11 o'clock, folks are putting together a Donald Trump rally in support of Donald Trump. He's apparently announcing his candidacy.
So flags over the freeway, is that what we're doing?
Flags over the freeway, and that's what we're doing right there on Bonneview Road.
Trump flag, American flag,
Jefferson flag, yeah. You know, and...
Rebel flag.
If you're hiding, you must be for Biden.
There you go.
If you don't care for us, you must be for Harris.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, I could go on and on.
Don't. Please don't.
You know, it's funny because a lot of people say,
because there are too many of them.
Yeah,
to go through,
yeah.
That's right.
Like, yeah, okay,
was it up to 30 now? 45? Yeah. Are we hitting 50?
I don't know. There's a lot of them running. Man. There's a lot. But anyway, that rally happens at 11 o'clock. It'll be from 11 to 12. And I guess they're doing it all through California, doing a rally at 12 o'clock. But because of Redding's heat, we're going to do it at 11. And I guess that's the thought process because it's only supposed to be like 101 or something.
It doesn't get hot here.
I know where I'm going to be Tuesday. I want to introduce an Olympic sport to everyone that should be an Olympic sport.
Probably how it is.
It's called wallowing.
Wallowing?
Wallowing.
Okay.
And what you do, you go to the dollar store and you buy those noodles.
Okay.
and you
get in
your swimming pool and you get on the noodle. And what you do, if you're, well, it depends on the beverage of your choice. My choice is usually a Corona that's so cold that there's ice chips inside it. And you just sort of wallow around the pool and talk to your friends. It's called wallowing. It's very good.
And drink your beer.
Yeah. And just wallow.
Or chew it if it's.
Might wallow the day away there with being that hot, you know. But Ashley's dying in there. It's a great sport. What do you think? I mean, come on. You know,
absolutely. I have to say I figured you for more of an old-fashioned kind of guy.
Old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned instead of a Corona.
There you go.
That was my guess for you.
I am an old-fashioned kind of guy.
No, she's talking about the drink.
To drink old-fashioned.
Oh, to drink an old-fashioned.
To drink, yes.
What is an old-fashioned?
I believe it's either scotch or bourbon with a citrus twist.
Oh.
He could do that, too.
Yeah, but it's
That'll be in the left hand.
Not,
the right hand.
It's not for wallowing.
That sounds good.
You got to have a hand free for wallowing. So there's a lot of interesting things going on in Jefferson. We have a couple of different events that were happening. We had an event yesterday in Calaveras County, and I guess they have the fair in El Dorado County. That's been going pretty good.
Yep.
Got a phone call from Jack Parsons in El Dorado County around 9:30 on Thursday night saying, oh, my gosh, we have people coming over here, and they're just buying all kinds of gear, and they're excited. And he was so excited he called me. He doesn't realize that I'm in bed by 9. But anyway, Jack was enthusiastic and excited and
had good news to share.
Had good news to share.
That's awesome. Good.
So then also in Calaveras County, there was a smaller event. I got a call from Gunny, from Aaron in Tuolumne. He had been there, and he was saying that it was a good event, a lot of fun. And, folks, when you have these smaller events, they're a little more intimate. They're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And usually those events, like, you know, if you have a small car show, the Honeybee Festival, things like that, that, well, I guess that's pretty big here for Rennie.
That's good.
Some of the places have these really smaller events, and they're just really good because you really can get the word out. You can talk to folks about Jefferson. You can talk to them about liberty. You know, you can talk to them about the things that concern us in our communities. And talking about things that concern us in our communities, I'd like to bring up what happened today in the paper, and I'll talk more about it. I'll just briefly let you know. Look in the local section of the paper, and Joe Cementi, sorry about that, Joe. Anyway, you know, we've had all this talk about the two-thirds sales tax, that we need two-thirds of the people to get the sales tax for the jail and blah, 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 blah. Well, they're going to show the movie Seattle is Dying at the Cascade Theater. And when they show that at the Cascade, they're going to be talking about, well, I guess there's a family out there that thinks that everything is fine and dandy and Seattle isn't really dying. And anyway, you got to read the article. It's amazing to me. But they really want the money for public safety. Well, even the police will tell you we can get all the police we want, but we have no place to put them. What are we supposed to do with them? With that, we're going to go to the phone. Donna from Calaveras County, how are you?
Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, we had a great event yesterday. We had, the weather was perfect and great support from our committee members in Tuolumne and Mariposa County. They all came down and helped us out. We actually sold only 53 tickets, which doesn't sound like a lot, but the crowd was really enthusiastic, and so we sold lots of Jefferson gear. We had great barbecue and homemade salads and cookies and stuff like that. And, I'm losing track here.
That's okay.
Welcome to the club. Yeah. Welcome to the
club.
We
do that a lot here. That's like the standard course here.
Yeah. And all the numbers aren't in yet, but it looks like we're going to have over $1,500 for
it.
Wow. Yeah, just with that small little group.
Wow. That's awesome.
Which I think is fantastic.
Oh, it's great. A lot of times those smaller events are really wonderful. I mean, people don't realize. And they're a lot of fun, aren't they? It's a little more.
Yeah.
They're a lot of fun.
And they're more productive.
Yeah, it was. I got, you know, I was able to circulate around and talk to just about everybody that came, and it was fantastic.
Good. And Donna, I want to thank you for bringing us up to date there in Calaveras County. I mean, it just goes to show the great people we have all over Jefferson, Calaveras, Tuolumne, Amador. I just really appreciate you calling in. This is great. And, folks, if you have stuff that's going on out there, we want to hear from you.
Exactly.
Yeah. And the other thing you mentioned, the Trump thing.
Yes.
We're going to have a demonstration at Highway 4 and 49 from noon to 1 on Tuesday.
Fantastic.
Okay, say where that is again, Donna?
Highway 4 and 49, the intersection of Highway 4 and 49 right in Angels Camp.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Well, that sounds like it'd be fun. Send pictures.
Yeah, send pictures.
Post pictures.
Okay. Well, I'll remember to take pictures. I'm so glad Dunny took pictures yesterday because, you know, it was like, oh, okay, yeah, we should have had pictures.
Dunny's great.
He is fantastic,
yep.
Yes.
Great
and,
guy.
And Dave's had his grandkids there,
cool.
And he said that they didn't complain one bit about being bored and that they weren't on their devices at all.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, wow.
That's a new day.
Oh, is it? All right.
Hallelujah. All right, my dear. Well, listen, thank you so much for calling in, and have a great day. Thanks a lot, Donna.
I will. Thank you.
You bet.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so I think we're going to go off for our first break here. We have somebody on the line. Maybe we're not.
Yes.
Well, we have somebody on the line? Oh, she's writing.
Just a minute.
Feverishly writing. Feverishly. Yes.
Trying to get
trying to write and give us the break sign all at the same time. Oh, it's Stonewall.
Stonewall.
Okay. Well, Stonewall, we want you to hold on through the break if you could, buddy. Just hold on through the break. We'll get right to you. We're going to do our break here real quick because time has come.
For 51.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Fleetwood Mac, it's the only thing that Clinton had right. They're a decent band.
Yes.
That's a hard to argue with.
Yes.
It is. We have two folks on the line. Stonewall called first, then Pat, so we want to make sure we get to both of them. Stonewall, what say you, sir?
Well, good morning, everybody. How are you? I'm
good.
Doing good down here. Donna's report was very true. We had a really good little event over there in Angels Camp at Utica Park, and I just want to encourage all the other counties, you know, you don't have to put on big events that cost a lot of money. You can set up in a local park or even somebody's ranch or whatever and just do a nice little barbecue and have everybody pitch in. And the idea is, you know, we do need to make money. We need to make a lot of money for the court case. But, you know, the other thing is just educating people. The other thing I wanted to talk about today is a little bit different. A lot of opinions out there and people I've been talking to and listening to about us getting more involved in politics. And I think it's about time we do a leadership phone call and decide, you know, are we going to have a policy on this? I mean, I know we're doing things for the Republicans, but we're not doing the same outreach to other political parties. And we either are or we aren't, or we is or we ain't, but it's time to completely, I think. And so I'm going to get off the phone and let somebody else get in there, but we can discuss this a little bit today and maybe put a phone call together. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, buddy. Okay, Pat, how are you?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing down there?
How are you doing? How's the fair going?
Very good. Am I on?
You are.
You are. Yeah. You
You're
have
live.
Been.
Oh, You're
you,
live.
You have been for about the last 15 minutes. We heard everything. Just kidding. Just kidding.
You're good. You're good.
You're good.
Yeah. Hello from Placerville. This is Pat Grant. And today is the day we are at the fair celebrating Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And we have lots of gifts for dads. It's been a very enjoyable experience having people come up to the booth and meeting and talking with them, all kinds of variety of people. And they're asking good questions about the Jefferson movement, and we provide them with useful information. The age group that we see is from curious young teens to concerned parents who are concerned about their children and raising them in the state of California, and veterans. And I'm looking forward to a fun day at the fair.
Wonderful.
Well, you know, and Pat, thanks for all you do down there. You've been amazing, and I know that yourself and Terry and Sharon and you know, all the great folks down there, you know, Spitzers, everybody, you know. Jack Parsons, who we talked about a little bit earlier in the program. Anyway, it's been going well. From what you guys said, you guys were pretty excited at 9:30 on Thursday night when you called. You guys were excited about what was going on, and that's great. And like you said, a lot of young people are understanding that you know, they want their liberty. They want to be they want to have their freedom, their liberty. They want to have their future, and that's encouraging because so many young people lose their dream and. So many young people don't see opportunity that's there only because of the suppression that's being put on them by the news media and the educational system. Anyway, my dear, have yourself a wonderful day, and thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. You too. Happy Father's Day. So
thank you.
To you and to all the fathers out there.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I want to go back to a couple things. First of all, you know, I know there's an event coming up in July. I think it's July, I want to say 18th, or maybe it's 19th, 20th, and 21st. And there's an event coming up where there's a lot of conservative groups getting together. It's basically nonpartisan, but it's conservative groups. And that should be a pretty good event. We'll have more about that as things come forward. We want to thank CJ from Nevada County for getting us engaged in that and really stepping out and
July 19th and 20th, Friday and Saturday.
Oh, okay, good. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Yep.
And so it should be pretty good. There's a lot of groups involved. And as we get a little bit closer, we'll be giving the information. Now, one thing I do want to address very quickly is that, you know, it's true. We're nonpartisan. But what does that mean? Does that mean that it's okay if Kamala Harris is president? Does that mean it's okay if Hillary Clinton wins? What does that mean? What does that mean exactly? Are we all inclusive? You know, what does all that really mean? And I think that's maybe the crux of it. you know, when sitting here like,
Trying not to envision either one of them.
Exactly. So, yeah, really. I mean, you know what, Biden? I mean, come on. So anyway, the deal, you know, Donald Trump did win against 17 established Republicans, and he won because he was there fighting for the people. And I think maybe we should be looking at people not as politicians, but as statesmen. And we have, in fact, on the next program on Sovereign Minds, I believe Patrick Jones is going to be coming in to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he is a candidate for the 1st Assembly District up here. It's now been vacated because Ted Gaines decided that he wanted to go on to greener pastures with the State Board of Equalization. He won that, and therefore it left a vacancy in the Senate. Brian Daly won that race. He filled it. And I'm, I would say probably by, well, it should have been by now. Well, pretty soon. I would say maybe Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, we should get an announcement from the Secretary of State on when exactly the election is going to be held and when the primary is going to be held for the Assembly District 1 seat that's vacated. Anyway, with that, I want to go back to what I was talking about as far as the jail goes. The article in the Record Searchlight, and the reason I bring this up, because I think it's pertinent to all the counties in Jefferson, but going back to what the Record Searchlight said in the paper this morning in the local section, when you stop and think about the fact that the proposal that went out there to begin with, and Nick Gardner really was the spearhead of this, the proposal was a one-cent sales tax for the jail only, and did I say the jail, and oh, by the way, it's the jail, and the maintenance of the jail, and who are you? Pay for the jail and the people who run the jail. It's the jail.
It's all about the jail.
It's about the jail.
All right.
But in the article, if you read it, Joe
Comente, one of our boards of supervisors.
Yes, is talking about public safety and this, that, and the other, and more police. And well, you get all the police you want, but you have no place to put them. I mean, come on, you know. Also, there is that thing out there of the AB 109 money. I know that people have talked about it, but, I mean, it really isn't out there. Where is that money? And that's something I think that we need to ask and everything. And, nobody's pointing the finger here. But the point being is that we are not getting answers on where the money's going. Well, it's public record. No. You're responsible for it. We put you in office. You tell us where that money is. You know, why is it, okay, we got to dig it up. Well, I know I've gone after some public records before. Peter Scales has gone after him before. Red Smith has gone after him before. We've gone after him, and sometimes they're 30 days or longer if we even get them. Yeah. No. If you're responsible for money, you need to know where it's going.
That's right.
If you have a checkbook at home and you write money out of your checkbook, don't you know where the money goes? But nobody's really sure. I mean, how does all that work? Where does it go? There's nobody pointing a finger. We just want to know where it goes. I know that it's millions, and I know that there's a substantial amount, according to what was said on the radio, that goes to the jail. Well, how much is that, and what does it go for? I mean, you know, the deal is that do we have the money in the county already? Do we have money? Do we not? And how is adding more police going to help anything? I mean, how does that work?
Not sure.
Yeah.
We haven't seen the numbers, so we don't know.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Now when? I'm tired of logic and common sense. Did you just say we haven't seen the numbers, so we don't know?
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's people in the community that have talked about it, but I mean, where is it on the radio? Where is it in the newspaper? Where is the newspaper on this? Maybe somebody can call the Record Searchlight and ask them where the AB 109 money is all going.
Will they answer?
Just, I don't know. But see, the idea is to see what we have already. What do we have already? What do we have? What's there? How much money do we have right now? And going from there, and where does that money go? Take that money and whatever it is we need to add to that to get this jail, that would be helpful, wouldn't it? Or am I?
So are they just receiving money and massaging it into accounts? And
I don't know where it goes. Nobody does.
Question.
But it's public record. Oh, okay. Well, curious. Then, well, tell us what it is.
But do you have to be tech savvy to go on online to figure that out? Plus, which is it even there? Is it even online? Or do they just print out an annual report? I know that they print out annual reports of certain things. They did when I was working at the county, and I'm assuming they still do. But is that information truly in there, and is it earmarked, and does it tell you what it's actually being spent on?
Yes. So our phone number here is 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567, and time has come.
For 51.
BNT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Living from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH, and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Well, we're moving on up, moving on up, to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. Moving on up, moving on up, to the east side, we finally got a piece of the pie. Beef don't fry in the kitchen, a beef don't burn on the grill, took a whole lot of trying. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big league. Get my turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. Ain't nothing wrong with that. So there we're moving on up.
We are moving on up.
Remember that song? Excuse me. Remember that song from the very beginning when you first started the show?
Yeah.
That was our opening show song.
It was.
Moving on up. Jeffersons. Wheezy and George. All the gang.
Archie.
Archie, different show.
Well, that's where they got started.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
yeah, pretty funny.
Pretty funny.
Of course, you can do a program like that now.
Yeah. Well, I guess I got a text earlier, and I guess there were some issues with the website. So I just want to let everybody know that we don't know what's going on with that. There hasn't been any authorization to make any changes for it. So if there has been some issues with it, we're not aware of it. We haven't been made aware of it. So we will get to the bottom of it, and we will get it corrected soon. And so I just want to let everybody know that. So if you're having trouble with the website, just hang in there, and we'll see what we can find out.
SOJ51.org?
SOJ51.org.
David? Anyway, we are going to go to Jimmy. How are you, Jimmy?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
Good.
So far so good, and you?
Oh, doing great. I have some more happy fun facts for you guys. Okay, public Public Policy Institute of California, as of 2014, says there's 2.35 to 2.6 million illegals in California. The Pew poll, 2016, says there's 2.2 million. California has the most in the whole United States, and Texas is second with 1.6 million. So the Sacramento Bee, as of April 29th, and Fox News reported Gavin Newsom wants to add $260 million to his health care bill and add young adults under 26 to this free health care thing he has going for illegal aliens. Now, one of the things is that they say in there is California doesn't even track the hospital and dental visits these kids use. And right now we're paying $360 million a year on these illegal kids. Gavin Newsom wants to add another $260 million to pay for these kids, and they're saying that there's 250,000 kids and teens on this program. So $360 million on 250,000 kids means we pay $1,440 a year for each kid. If Gavin Newsom gets his extra $260 million, that'll add $1,040 for a total of $2,480 on each illegal alien kid getting free medical and free dental in California. So there's 40 million people in California, right, guys?
Yeah, about.
Okay, and about a quarter of them is on welfare, from what I've gathered. So that leaves 30 million people. So let's say half of those people are working taxpayers, because you have kids that aren't working. So just, you know, as an estimate, let's say there's 15 million taxpayers in California. So if there's 15 million taxpayers at $360 million currently being paid for each kid, that means each one of us is paying $24 a year for each kid. An additional $260 million means each 15 million of us taxpayers will be paying $41 a year each for illegal alien kids and teens for. Now, I don't know about a lot of people, but $41 is a substantial amount of money to somebody working paycheck to paycheck. I mean, you know, you can buy, if you go to the grocery store and you're frugal, you can buy dinner for two nights or, you know, almost fill up your gas tank.
Well, here's something else to realize, too, is that you said there's $15 million people that pay taxes. You know, not all the people that work pay taxes. You know, when you have people who are maybe working for minimum wage, et cetera, I'm sure that their tax base is minimal.
That's true.
And so, you know, the money is going to have to come from other sources, you know, whether it's a fee or something. And that's the whole crux of California. There's fees, there's this, there's that. I mean, you know, the real deal is that you just bring up one more point. How much more do people take? How much more are people willing to be taxed? How much more are people willing to have their lives run and their rights dictated to them? How much more do we take?
The people that do pay taxes are already paying even more than $41 a month.
Absolutely, that's my point. You're right, and that's the deal. I mean,
well, and think about it too. If these illegals are coming in and they're getting the medical care, then somebody who is a native of the U.S., native-born, whatever, and they don't qualify for insurance or some of these programs, how do they get that medical care?
Yeah.
They don't. They go to the back of the line.
Yeah.
Really? We're gonna do that to our sovereign citizens? I don't think so.
Right.
But that's what's happening in California.
Yep. And then real quick, I got one little other ditty. Now, some of these lawmakers in California, and they mentioned one guy, the California Insurance Commissioner, Richard Lara. Some of these lawmakers, and like this person, want to spend $2.3 billion on each illegal alien, regardless of their age.
How much?
$2.3 billion. It's in the record search, or the Sacramento Bee, August 29th.
And you just said on each?
You said each person?
they're going to spend $2.3 billion total for all illegal aliens.
Right.
Okay,
that's better.
Yeah, you said each person that we're coming.
I've moved to Germany and get this for bad and come back.
Yeah. I'm sure Bernie Sanders would love that, but, you know.
Yeah.
But that breaks down to $920 for each illegal alien, and how can you go to the doctor or the dentist and it's going to be way over $920.
Well, didn't they put a certain amount of money in there, like a couple billion dollars for the homeless? Didn't that go in the budget? Wasn't it like a couple
billion? Yeah, but they're not using it for them.
No, they
right.
just...
And with my previous estimate of 1.5 million tax or 15 million taxpayers, that means each taxpayer would pay $180 a year for...
Wow.
So anyways, that's just the craziest. But you're right, they will get money from other places. I'm just throwing a rough estimate out there to show, you know, the craziness.
All right, buddy. Well, great stuff. Thank you so much, Jimmy. Great as usual. And we do have Terry G. on the line. Terry G., how you doing?
Good morning, Terry.
Terry, you there?
Hello, Terry.
Somebody have their radio on?
Yeah, a seven-second delay is happening.
Yeah.
Terry, are you there? Hello, Terry.
Hi, I can hardly hear you.
Do you have your radio on?
No.
Huh.
Can you hear me now?
Now, yeah, that's better.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Anyway, I'm calling in to let you know that in El Dorado County on Tuesday, June 18th at noon, we too will be participating in rallies that are going on across the state to celebrate President Trump's announcement of his bid for a second term, and we will be gathering at two locations. One will be the Cambridge Road and Highway 50 exit, and then also in El Dorado Hills at the intersection of El Dorado Hills Boulevard and White Rock Road. And again, I wanted to say that this is occurring throughout every county in the state. And I've been in touch with a lot of the Jefferson counties and so pleased that they're on board. And I wanted to reiterate one more thing. This was not coordinated by the state Republican Party. This is various groups, conservatives across the state, that have reached out to everybody to get everybody out there, and let's have a great kickoff as we look to 2020 election.
Sounds good.
Sounds good, and you know, that's true. I mean, there's a lot of people that were putting this together. It wasn't done by anything that was establishment, as Terry just said. It was done by grassroots, by folks that wanted to do this.
The real people.
The real people, you know. And, I mean, you know.
That's where it starts. That's where it goes. That's where the votes come from. Come
honestly,
on, folks.
I mean, who you going to vote for? I mean,
you think they get that figured out. That's where the votes come from.
Well, and bringing, and I wanted to add, talking about who you want to vote for, as I think most know, there's an attempt to keep the president name off our ballot in the March 2020
yes.
primary, unless he is willing to show his tax returns. The hearing for this is on June 19th. So I've reached out to everybody I have in my email database to please call Assemblyman Mark Berman at 916-319-2024 and tell him that to vote no on Senate Bill 27. If you think about this, this is the progressive social Democrats, whatever you want to call them, once more trying to interfere with our elections. And to me, I think this will be legally challenged. I don't see how they can keep somebody running for president of the United States off a state ballot, but they'll do everything they can to do so.
Terry, can you repeat that phone number again, please?
Yes. It's 916-319-2024. and it's Senate Bill 27.
And that's Mark Berman, correct?
Right. Assemblyman, yes.
Okay, that sounds really good. Okay,
yeah,
that'll be great.
I appreciate that.
Okay, that's, yeah, I mean, we really do have to stand up for that. And a lot of times, you know, this is a liberty thing. I mean, what Terry's talking about is liberty things. I mean, come on, you know, let's get real. Is there, if you're a food server out there, you don't have, wouldn't it be nice not to live in fear if you gave somebody a plastic straw? I mean,
right.
It's just, this is just insanity. And to say
and we're facing, too, where, you know, most of the candidates that are running against Trump are advocating to get rid of our Electoral College. Nothing could be more damaging to small counties, rural areas, than if we were to get rid of the Electoral College. We would not have a vote then in our presidential elections.
You're absolutely spot on. I mean, you're spot on. You know, we have to get real about what's going on, folks. Anyway, Terry, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
We've got to go
have
to a break.
Happy Father's Day to
thank
both
you.
Of you.
Thank you
very
much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, Bob, hold on. We've got to take a break, and we'll be back after the break.
Time has come. 51.
Up in the hills of Northern California, we believe America is the home of the brave. What we got is earned by working it and handed out for free. We stand for the flag and pledge our allegiance. We're the last of a dying breed. Last of a dying breed.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken, and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients.
Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Sing it with me one time now. Swayaya, Jefferson. Swayaya, number 51. We believe in freedom. We even got in guns. We believe in working hard till the working day is done. Teach your children to follow their hearts. Teach them right from wrong. One day this will be their land, and this will be their song, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're back.
We are back. And we'll go right to the phones. Bob, what say you, sir?
Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Father's Day here. Hey, on a lighter note, you know, we got one heck of a person running for the state assembly to take Keith and Brian on Dolly's seat. And I want everybody to know that Ram Mountain Bob is behind this, 1.5%. And, folks, let's get out there and start showing this fella that we're behind him, and we want him to be our state assemblyman and to get the things that we want done, and I believe he's the person to do it.
What's his name?
His name is Patrick Jones.
There you go. Perfect. Well, thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay, you guys have a great one. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, Patrick Jones will be on the next program on Sovereign Minds. He'll be in here, in-house.
In-house?
In-house. And
with his beautiful bride, Lori.
Yes, and they will be being interviewed, which is really good. But, you know, one thing that we've got to look at, and I want everybody in Jefferson to hear this because I think it's vitally important, and that is that as we look at Assembly District 1, it's true there are certain people and there are certain things that need to be fixed in that particular district. But as we add people who are liberty-minded and who understand we need more representation, understand basically we need a state split, as we have these people come on board and these people are wanting to run for office, it's incumbent on all of us in all 23 counties to get behind these candidates. Doesn't matter what district they're in. We need to get behind them because guess what? They are one vote of approximately 18 now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's for, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Out of the 80 in the assembly, yep, 18 yep. Republicans, and there's 10 senators.
Yep, yep.
And so, you know, when you look at that and see the impact that that has all through Jefferson, all through California, especially as we push the representation issue with our court case, et cetera, you have to understand that we need to get behind candidates, no matter where they are or who they are, that are willing to stand up for liberty and willing to stand up for representation and understanding that we have to get these things done. Because without representation, which is the silver bullet, nothing else matters. Without liberty, nothing else matters.
Big thing, too, is that you need to talk to these folks. You need to engage with
yes.
them and talk to them, find out what they're thinking. You know, have the one-on-ones when and where you can. You
yep.
know, if you go to an event that they are hosting or planning or having or whatever, go up, talk to them, you know, introduce yourself. And a lot of folks, you know, they want the people that we know of that are going to be running. They want that. They want to hear from you. They want to engage with you. They want to understand where you're coming from so they have a better idea of what they're going to be doing as far as representing the district. And hearing from you helps them to do a better job. So please do that. I know what we've done in the past is exactly that. You just talk to the people that you want to have in there, and you're basically vetting them by talking to them and figuring out which way they're going to go. And so that's a good thing to do.
With that, we have Nick on the phone. Nick, we only got a couple of minutes left, buddy.
That's okay. I've only got a couple of minutes worth of breath to talk.
Hey,
I was thinking about that Walton report and how everything's rainbows and unicorns here in Reading, and aren't we all so happy? And you know what? I'll wager this is Julie Winters and Bethel Church and Christian Schrader subliminally telling us just how good things are, and you can trust us and give us a 1 cent general tax. And things are just going to be great. What do you think?
Well, I think you need to clarify what you just said, because there's a lot of people listening to this that have no idea what the Walton Report is and that stuff.
Oh, they've made us to be, I think, the 29th best city in the United States to live in here in Reading. I don't know how they come up with
it. Is that a report or is that a family?
I don't really know. I'm kind of thinking it's the Walmart family, and it's part of their foundation to put this together.
I don't know. I'm just, yeah.
You know, and if that's the case, I don't know how they could think that over $1 million worth of goods shoplifted from Walmart here in Reading every year.
All I know is that, a safety tax, and I'll have to go back and read that again because I want to be clear when we bring stuff up. I don't know what the report is. I do know that there were comments in that article that you're referring to in the Record Search Fight that did say that Seattle really wasn't quite as bad as everybody was making it up to be.
Well, I just believe that this is part of the subliminal campaign for the city of Reading to raise a 1 cent general tax. as far as the safety techs go, I don't think it'll fly. I think what we need is a jail. We've got to pin them down to where they can't waste any of our money on CalPERS, people we don't need.
Well, we need to find out where the money's going. See, that's the thing. I mean, oh, well, Joe knows or Sam knows, but, yeah, the general public doesn't know.
You know what they don't bring up is CalPERS. Shasta County is going to be paying about $19 million in CalPERS, and they never mention that. Reading is going to be paying more. Both of them combined, I believe it's the year 2024, will pay $48.6 million to CalPERS, and they never mention that. And that is where all our services are going. That's where all our money for incarcerating criminals is going. That gets paid before anything else, and that's why we need a specific tax tailored to our needs, what we want, because they don't represent us anymore, the new royalty class of America. That would be government employees.
Wow. Royalty class.
The royalty class.
Oh, they are.
Yeah. You're not getting an argument here.
You know, I was reading something the other day to the effect that in the last 50 years, we have gone to where we are training our leaders by sending them to college and they're learning to be leaders. Before that, it was people that came up through the ranks of our communities where the cream rose to the top, where you picked your leaders by their success in the private sector. And now you've got them that are just, they go to college here, they go to college there, they get all their PhDs, and all of a sudden this is our leader. And it seems to be a failed way of doing things.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay, there you have it.
And you got it first from me. See you later. Have a great day.
All right, buddy.
You too.
Well, we've got just a couple of minutes left, I think we need to understand that elections are really important. We do have to get behind people that are for liberty. You know, this issue with the jail, the issue with unfunded liabilities, the issue with CalPERS and CalSTRS, et cetera, is an issue all through Jefferson, all through California. It's not just something that's just relegated to Shasta County. So we have to start understanding that this is an issue that really needs to be brought forward. And a lot of this stuff is just being so hush-hush to actually think that Seattle is doing well. I mean, are you serious? Those kinds of things that are happening all through the United States with the mess we have on unfunded liability and the mess we have with the homeless and the mess we have with crime, we need to fix that. And I would submit to you that the way we fix that is with representation. If we get adequate representation in California, there'll be 14,000 representatives. That'll never fly. That's why.
Oh, I think it will. Sarcasm.
It is.
Loaded with sarcasm on that one, sorry.
That's why a state split is the only logical answer.
Amen.
Smaller state with representation that's adequate for the people.
With common sense.
Common sense. Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution.
Morals and ethics.
Absolutely. So anyway, you know, I think that, folks, you need to come out on Monday night. You'll be hearing an announcement of some people running for office that you're going to want to hear, number one. Number two, you'll be out, come out and hear the folks from Speak Up Shasta discuss their thought process on the casino that is proposed to go out off of Bonnie View, huh?
Yeah, south of on I-5. It'd be full on I-5 exposure, and it's just on south of the Bonneview Churn Creek exit.
Yeah, and there is pros and cons to that.
Between the river and I-5.
Yes, and there's pros and cons to that. And this wasn't going to be an issue where anybody's taking a side here. We just haven't been able to get Wind River to respond to us.
Interesting.
You know what, guys? Time has really come.
For 51.
For 51 in a Jefferson state of mind. You don't know us, you have no clue, and still you're telling us what to do. We don't know you or what you face. It's time to start a brand new state. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state.
Jefferson State of Mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.